The seventh stanza in the first Panchen Lama's poem is, "May we have the confidence of joy and delight when food and wealth accumulated with miserliness are left behind, and we separate forever from cherished and longed-for friends, going alone to a perilous situation." Ordinarily, if you were told that your death was imminent, it would be sorrowful, not only for yourself, but for friends and family. Within this sorrow, the process of dying, the gradual withdrawal of consciousness, would take place. However, if, as explained above, you have reflected on the importance of extracting the essence of this life situation and the necessity for spiritual practice, and if you have reflected again and again on impermanence, then, through remembering these instructions while dying, you will not come under the influence of unfavorable conditions such as grief and sorrow. All of the appearances associated with death, instead of distracting you, will remind you of the practice and urge you toward meditation. With this in mind, it will be possible to die with joy and confidence, like a child happily returning to her parents' home. Among those who will go into an intermediate state between lives, the best can determine their next birth. Such a person can die with confidence, without any worry. A middling practitioner will not be frightened, and the lowest, at least, will not have any regret. Since you have prepared for being reborn in a meaningful way, which means to be able to continue spiritual endeavor, there will be no regret, depression, or fright when death actually comes. Your consciousness can leave with great confidence. A number of monastics and scholars that I know have died in such a way. They realized they were about to die and called in their close acquaintances to bid them farewell. On the day of their deaths, they put on their saffron monastic robes and without the slightest worry, died in meditation. A monk here in Dharamsala, after asking one of his helpers to bring him his robe, put it on and passed away. Several here in India have been able to stay within the mind of clear light for many days, one for 17 days, others for 9 or 10 days. As a sign of this, after their breathing stopped, their bodies remained completely fresh, without the slightest foul odor for all that time in this hot country. Such persons are able to remain without fluctuation in the mind of clear light of death and die with tremendous confidence and joy. My senior tutor, Ling Rinpoche, told me a story about a lama that is both sad and funny at the same time. Near the time of his death, the lama put on his saffron robe and told his companions that he was about to die. Then, while sitting in the cross-legged posture of meditation, he died. One of his new students, who having recently arrived from an outlying area, did not know about the possibility of dying within sitting meditation. He came into the lama's room and saw that his teacher's body was sitting up. He imagined that a spirit had entered the body of his teacher, so he knocked the body down.